According to legal experts from law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound impact on the workplace, and it brought about with it new challenges, particularly when it comes to the unique relationship which exists between an employer and an employee. Employers are required to adhere to the Occupational Health and Safety Act by providing a safe working environment, and employees are expected to uphold regulations put in place by government to help curb the spread of COVID-19 when outside of the workplace. But what happens when employees irresponsibly expose themselves to COVID-19 outside of the workplace? Mongani Masuku, director in the Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer Employment Practice, joins us on the line to unpack this. Mongani, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Samora. Thank you very much for having me, and I think it's a good day to yourself and the listener now.
And a good day to you. Now, firstly, could you explain to us what constitutes irresponsible and unlawful conduct outside of the workplace?
So I think the starting point, Samora, is obviously the regulations that we've got in place relating to the introduction of level one, alert level one. And they provide in Section 70 a number of health related precautions that need to be taken, as well as obviously for the PPE that needs to be worn by persons at different points, particularly in public places. And they also provide for social distancing requirements that need to be adhered to by all persons. And if a person finds themselves in breach of any of the provisions of those regulations that they currently apply, and unfortunately finds themselves getting caught by their employer, that might be the reason why they get themselves into trouble because of the breach of those regulations and because of the potential consequences that could then result from them coming back into the workplace, perhaps being infected, infecting other persons in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera. Or on the flip side of that, being infected and having to comply either with a quarantine requirements as they currently apply, or having to miss work and be unproductive for whatever period just because of the recklessness resulting in them being infected.
But how can employers distinguish between an employee becoming sick in the ordinary course and an employee who intentionally disobeys the preventative measures put in place by the South African government?
So, Samora, that's where really the nub of the issue is at. Employers obviously can conduct various investigations of their employees' off-duty conduct, because ordinarily what we're speaking about here is off-duty misconduct, which is a concept in our law that is very alive and kicking. It's recognized as one of the principles on the basis of which a person can be disciplined, even though they may have committed such misconduct while they were outside of the workplace and off work, as it were. So an investigation is ordinarily conducted, and somebody is found to have done something, either through, for example, having posted something on Facebook, having a whole party in a public area, not wearing any masks, not adhering to social distancing requirements, et cetera, and they come back on the Monday morning and they've got a problem, and that's when an investigation would then be completed and they'll be called before a disciplinary inquiry. It really is a factual inquiry, to be looked at on a case-by-case basis to see what each person may or may not have done and what the consequences for their actions outside of the workplace during their off time may be for the workplace itself.
So now, Mongani, say I post a video on Facebook and it just happens to be a Thursday and I say hashtag throwback Thursday, but come Monday, I am ill. How do I then prove that this is actually something from long ago and something that didn't happen that week?
Thursday. Yeah. So that's what the purpose of the disciplinary inquiry process or the investigation that will be undertaken by an employer would actually uncover, Samaran. Because in the process of investigating a disciplinary infraction, as it were, an employee is ordinarily given an opportunity to state a case for themselves or to provide a letter of explanation or something along those lines. In which case, if somebody posted something and it was mistaken for something that had happened in that previous week in circumstances where it actually is something that is old, like a TBT post, then that is something they can establish for the employer in the context of that investigation that unfolds, or in the context of the disciplinary inquiry itself, because in their gallery, they would probably be able to show
the photos or the videos, the dates on which those photos and videos were actually generated, et cetera, et cetera. And that would probably be the end of the case for some of those employees. But for others who post live events, live shows, live parties that they attend, or live gatherings at public places where they are seen to be in breach of any of the provisions of the regulations, those persons will definitely find themselves having to be investigated and possibly being pursued disciplinarily by their employers.
All right. And what would you say are reasonable disciplinary actions that can be taken by an employer?
So I think maybe what I need to emphasize here is because we're talking about off-duty misconduct, I maybe need to take the discussion a step back. Off-duty misconduct, as I said, is a recognized principle of our labor law in South Africa and in other jurisdictions outside of South Africa as well. That being the case, how it applies in practice is that there needs to be a connection established between the person's off-duty conduct, so whatever they did while they were at home or in a public gathering, et cetera, there needs to be what lawyers call a causal nexus, a connection between that conduct and the workplace or the business of the employer. And if such a connection is established, then whatever conduct a person would have committed while they were outside of the workplace off-duty then becomes relevant or becomes something in respect of which the employer has the power and the competence to pursue disciplinary steps against such a person. And this off-duty misconduct, in relation to the COVID-19 regulations that are currently applicable, the connection would be something that emanates from the application of the provisions of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. And very briefly, those create an obligation for all employers to create and maintain a safe working environment for its employees as well as the persons that come into its workplace. But that is a dual obligation for employees as well, because employees have an obligation to ensure that they comply with the health and safety requirements of the employer, which includes, in this case, because there are provisions in 74 of the regulations, includes the regulations that are generally applicable in terms of the alert level one that we are on. So once the discussion then cascades into the workplace and you have found that there is a sufficient enough connection between what the person did outside, because this is health and safety, and what happens at the workplace, then you can pursue the person for disciplinary action as the case might be. And the relevance is really on the dual obligation that exists for both the employer and the employee. So insofar as the employee himself or herself has a dual obligation to ensure health and safety, which includes in relation to compliance with the regulations, then that is the connection enough to allow the employer to pursue them for disciplinary action if they have been found to have been in breach of that because of the potential consequences that could arise as a result of such an exposure. There could be exposure in the workplace because of that person, or that person could miss work for a number of days because they have to be in quarantine, or that person could otherwise be unproductive if they actually present with symptoms. In which case they could be guilty of misconduct relating to recklessness, or it could even be misconduct relating to absence at work by reason of them having effectively caused such absence by their reckless conduct.
All right, Bongani, thank you very much for joining us and enlightening us.
Thank you very much, Samora. Thank you for having me.
And that was Bongani Masuku, director in the employment practice at a law firm, Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.